Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of the message today is Defeating the Devil, Here's How. A survey stated 4 out of 10 Christians, that's 40%, strongly agree that the devil is not a living being, but is a symbol of evil. People try to figure out spiritual things with their natural mind. But folks, we're dealing with matters that can only be known by the spiritual revelation found in the Word of God, the Bible, not by human reason or opinions. And the Bible says the devil does exist, and he is our greatest enemy. Now, whatever I say to you today is going to be right from the Bible. So write the scriptures down, so that you know this is a message that is true. And especially as we begin to talk about the necessity of the church, the necessity of church membership for divine protection in our lives. The Bible says the devil does exist, and he is our greatest enemy. 1 Peter chapter 5 and 8 says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone he can devour. Now, Jesus also referred to the devil as a thief attempting to steal your eternal soul and to destroy your destiny. He said in John 10 and 10, the thief is only there to steal and to kill and to destroy. Never join hands with the devil, because he'll flip the script and you'll find out he was only there to steal, kill, and destroy. In Ephesians chapter 6 and 11, it warns us, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all of the strategies of the devil. The devil has many crafted plans, plots, schemes to destroy you and your family. That's what he does. The Bible warns us about it. Now, I've begun giving spiritual principles to defeat the devil. Let me just mention them to you. Number one, we defeat the devil through a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Number two, we defeat the devil by true repentance and confession of our sins. See, when we stop sinning, we are saying to the devil we are no longer on his team. So we defeat him by true repentance and confession of our sins. Number three, defeating Satan requires obedience to God and his word. Too many Christians think that they can just quote a prayer, Jesus, come into my heart, and live like the devil. You cannot. And be born again. No. You must live in obedience to God's word. You must submit in obedience to God's word. So number three, it's talking about the fact that we defeat the devil because we submit to God, that is, and to his word. We resist the devil, and then he flees from us. Then number four, defeating Satan requires divine protection. Number four, defeating Satan requires divine protection. And number five, last time we discussed to defeat the devil, and it was don't yield to harmful soul ties. Do not yield to relationships that are harmful to your spiritual life, because they open the door to the devil to enter, to destroy you. Now, today's focus is number four. Defeating Satan requires divine protection. And there are so many people who have no understanding about the spirit realm. And of course, this is by the devil's design. The Bible says that we share the earth with invisible spirit beings created by God. Now, what I am going to talk about is straight out of the Word of God. This is spiritual talk. So don't try to use your human logic to figure these things out. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal these things to you, because the things of God are spiritually discerned. So, the Bible says that we share the earth with invisible spirit beings, and it confirms that there is a natural realm that we can see and a spirit realm which is unseen all around us. And it's the unseen realm for which we need God's protection. And that protection comes through Jesus Christ and the establishment of his church. So where did these spirits come from? Well, Colossians chapter 1 and 15 says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. The spirit realm is ruled through spiritual authority. Always remember this. The spirit realm is ruled through spiritual authority. And verse 16 goes on to explain, for through Christ, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things that we can see and the things that we cannot see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. Therefore, your spiritual protection from the spirit realm is only found through your Creator. Now, let me give you some history about the devil. The devil is a fallen angel. He rebelled against God's authority. And he was defeated. He was thrown from heaven with other angels who followed him. And Revelation chapter 12 and 7, it describes spiritual warfare in the heavenlies. Listen to what it says. Then there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. And the dragon lost the battle, and he and his angels were forced out of heaven. In verse 4, it says, his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And that is referring to the fact that one third of the angels rebelled with Lucifer against God, and they were thrown to the earth with him. Verse 9, this great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all of his angels. Now, folks, just to give you a little background when we talk about angels, The Bible says there is an innumerable number of angels. That means there's so many you can't count them. Well, one third of this number came down with Satan, rebelled against God, and joined his army. The devil and his army is at war against you. Now, the Bible says in verse 12, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. You see, Satan's final doom is the lake of fire, and he's running out of time. The Bible gives us prophetic signposts for when these events are happening. And prophetically, we are living not only in the last days, but we are living in the season of the return of Jesus Christ for his church. That means the devil doesn't have a lot of time. There's a tribulation period that takes place only 7 years after the rapture of the church. And then Satan will be captured and thrown into a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. I can go on and on, but he's running out of time. So as a result, he's attacking us. He's attacking the world. Look at what is happening on planet Earth. These things are a result of satanic attacks on human beings. The wars that we're having. I mean, really, just if you really listen to what's happening in the news, Satan is behind all of these things.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
For the devil and his army is at war with you, against your family, against your eternal success. And that's why you need God's protection. Come on, lift a hand and say, I need God's protection. Now, God established spiritual authority in your life through the church of Jesus Christ as your protection, as a covering in the spirit realm. You see, the spirit realm is ruled by authority. And I want to continue to say that. In 1 Corinthians 11, 3, listen to what it says. But there is one thing I want you to know. The head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is man. And the head of Christ is God. Why is that scripture there? It talks about authority in the spirit realm. Listen to this verse, verse 10. For this reason, and because of the angels are watching, a woman should wear a covering on her head to show she is under authority. See, it was a way, it was a way of showing submission as God established it. See, we don't talk a lot about angels. We don't talk enough about the spirit realm, or you would realize we are not here alone. There are angelic beings. There are spirit beings that live amongst us. The only thing they understand is the authority that God establishes in the universe. So angels watch for our submission in their realm. That tells them who we are submitted to. Are we submitted to God? Are we submitted to Satan? If we're submitted to Satan and not God, they can attack us. And depending on your submission to God, they can attack you. Ephesians 6 and 11 says, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the devil, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities, say authorities, of the unseen world. You know, a lot of times we just read the scripture. We don't really focus on what we're reading. This is really telling us we need to watch out, because we're not living on this earth by ourselves. There are unseen beings that are under authority. And are we under the correct authority to be safe from these beings? For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers of this dark world, and against evil spirits. That's what we're fighting against. You think you're fighting against your boss. You are fighting against an influence in his life. Unfortunately, the devil has penetrated our homes, and many times our kids may be going crazy. And I don't know what's going on with you. What's going on? Well, there's an influence. It's a spiritual influence, and you better cast it out. Else it'll be telling you to leave your own house. It'll be locking the door and say, you can't come in this room. Well, as long as I own this house, you don't own anything in it. We got some young people here. I have to tell them the facts. Like the Bible said, we didn't come into this world with anything. You need to remind your children, you didn't come into the world with anything. This room, you're just borrowing this room. And when you get old enough, you need to pay some rent to live in this house. I know they don't like to hear it, but that prepares you young people for your future, because you will not be able to stay in your mother and father's home for the rest of your life. You can start crying right now about it, but they're going to demand some rent. And when you can pay it, it's going to keep going up till you can't pay it anymore. Because they're trying to send you a message. You need to move on. You need to find yourself out there, just like I did. I love you, young people, and I want to tell you the truth. So here the scripture warns us that we are fighting against evil spirits we can't see. It actually mentions authorities of the unseen world. That word authorities, rulers. Now, how did Jesus establish protection for us from the devil? I'm finally to the point I want to get to make you understand. Now, first of all, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That's one of the reasons why he came. He did not just come to save our souls. He came to destroy the devil. 1 John 3:8, it says, the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. In fact, in Mark 3:27, Jesus said, I have been given the power to bind the devil and set captives free. This is how he said it. He said, who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man like Satan and plunder his goods? Well, someone even stronger. Someone who could tie the devil up and then take the goods in his house. He was talking about himself. Number two, though, is what I want you to focus on today. Jesus destroyed the devil's power through the church. Come on, repeat it after me. Jesus destroys the devil's power through the church. Let's give God a hand of praise about that. In Matthew chapter 16 and 18, listen to what Jesus said. He said, I will build my church, and the powers of hell, talking about Satan's kingdom, will not conquer it. Jesus' offensive plan to defeat the devil and to protect his followers is the church. Now, I want you to think about this. Jesus comes from heaven down into this world in a time where Satan is the god of this world. The devil is exercising his spiritual authority over the world. And Jesus comes as a little baby. Some of you will remember the Christmas story. What happens? Herod sends out his troops to do what? To kill Jesus, to try to find him. The wise men come and he says, oh, please let me know where he is so I can worship him, liar. He was going to do him in. But who was behind that? Satan, the devil. Every attack against Jesus was instigated by the devil himself through individuals. Remember, the Bible says we are not fighting against flesh and blood. You really need to think about this, because you may be fighting against people, but if you got up on your spiritual tiptoes and look behind, there's a devil behind those people. So you are using the wrong strategy. You need to say, in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Prince of Heaven, I cast you off of them. Leave me alone in Jesus' name. Some of you rather just walk to human resources. You better tell them to keep their mouth off of me. Listen, folks, when you know the truth, you need to take matters into your own hands. You need to rebuke the devil. You need to tell the devil, you have no authority over me in the name of Jesus if you're a child of God. See, that's the authority you have in the realm of the spirit, and that's what I want to talk to you about. You have authority through the church, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus' offensive plan to defeat the devil and to protect us was through the church. In fact, keys of authority through prayer were given to the church in the realm of the spirit. That's what we're really dealing with, folks. We're dealing with spiritual forces attempting to stop us from promoting God's kingdom here on the earth.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part 5 of Defeating the Devil, Here's How. Join us Monday for part 6. Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Hello, this is Pastor Steve Hill, and I want to thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. It is my sincere prayer that you will experience God's love, forgiveness, and healing. You can receive this by repeating this prayer, so join me. Father, forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Change me into a new creation. Thank you for saving me and changing my life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, then you've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And know this, that God loves you so much. And whatever you need, just call on Him and He'll answer your prayer. God bless you and keep on listening to A Place to Grow.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.